the 198th day of the heroic resistance of the Ukrainian people to a Russian military invasion continues. According to the General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces, over the past 24 hours the enemy carried out 45 air and 5 missile strikes, in particular on the settlements of Kostyantynivka, Sirkuni, Radushny, and Kharkiv. There are victims among the civilian population. In the Volyn and Polesia directions, on the territory of Belarus, military exercises have begun, during which it is planned to work out the issue of liberation of captured territories. The threat of missile and airstrikes on the territory of Ukraine from the Republic of Belarus remains. In connection with the offensive of our troops, in some areas of Kherson region, units of the armed forces of the Russian Federation are switching to tactics of terrorist actions against local civilians. Thus, according to available information, in the settlement of Velika Oleksandrovka, the occupiers are using the local population as a human shield. The village is closed for entry and exit. Units of the defense forces heroically hold their positions and prevent the enemy from advancing. Our defenders successfully repelled the enemy's offensive in the areas of Yudi, Kostyantynivka, Vernopilya, Plosky, Mayorsk, Bazamen, and Kamyanka. Defense forces are conducting a successful counteroffensive in the Kharkiv direction. Thanks to skillful and coordinated actions, the armed forces of Ukraine, with the support of the local population, advanced almost 50 kilometers in 3 days. According to intelligence, some enemy units suffered significant losses. The occupiers are trying to evacuate wounded personnel and damaged military equipment to the areas of Vilkovaka and Borodoyarsky settlements. Personnel of the occupying forces in civilian clothes resort to desertion and try to return to the territory of the Russian Federation. So, during the day, more than 15 such cases were noted. Missile troops and artillery of our land groupings continue to perform tasks of counter-battery combat, disruption of the command and control system and logistical support, damage to the enemy's manpower and combat equipment. During the past day, in order to support the actions of land groupings, the Air Force of the Defense Forces carried out more than 20 strikes, 2 platoon strongholds, 15 areas of concentration of manpower and military equipment, and 3 anti-aircraft missile systems were hit. 4 UAVs and a Ka-52 helicopter were destroyed. Enemy manpower losses are clarified. Natalia Tolib.